Now, with coffee, an addiction about 500 million annually to Papua New Guinea. So if we do not seriously address the coffee beribora, you know, it's going to wipe out the whole industry.
Has there been any response from the Treasury Department about releasing the 20 million?
Yeah, the Cabinet approved that last year, but due to cash flow, we were not able to access part of the 20 million. But I saw the Treasurer yesterday and did a letter to him emphasizing on the importance of fight the disease. And that we need funding support, so giving us a positive indication to that. So we are hoping that we will get some funding in the supplement.
Minister, I understand that your district, Ungai Bena, is also a coffee-producing district. Are you worried that if this is not contained in the parts of Asoro, that it might come to your district as well and affect your people and their coffee gardens?
Yes, well, that's the main cash crop we have in my district, Ungai Bena. The disease that came to Eastern Highlands has affected two districts, the Asaro and the Rufa area. So CIC is doing an excellent job doing roadblocks to ensure that no of the cherry beans are transported out from those two districts. So as in Diwaka. So my farmers in Eastern Ungai Bena, the disease has not affected our district. We are very all right at the moment. But we want to work together with CIC to ensure that it doesn't spread to other parts of Eastern Highlands or other parts of the country.
Has a figure been drawn up to how much it will cost to contain this situation?
There's no indication of how much it will contain. It's a disease that has came in first time into the country, and we are not able to know the extent of the disease, how far it will go. But like I said, CIC and Nakia have been working together to fund the emergency responder team, and I think so far they've done very well. When I say very well, it means that the disease has not spread out to, like, from Diwaka to Western Highlands or from Lufa and Asaro to other parts of the Eastern Highlands. So I think the guys are doing very well. CIC and Naki are doing very well in terms of containing the disease up there.
In light of the financial problems that the country is facing, how important is it to stop this from spreading? Can you emphasize more on that?
You know, it's a huge task on myself and the department and the boards to work together. I told the department to the secretary and the senior officers and all the commodity board CEOs. When we first met, I said we have to change the way we've been doing conducting business. You know, do things as if we are businessmen and women. We will be doing a consultation with different stakeholders, which we have already commenced. And we want to allow the private sector to drive the industry. So we have already consulted New Britain oil palm, Trukai rice, and a few other sectors to work together so that we grow the economy.